A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Now let me sing of my friend, my friend's song concerning his vineyard. My friend had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He spaded it, cleared it of stones, and planted the choicest vines. And within it he built a watchtower and hewed out a wine press. Then he looked for the crop of grapes, but what it yielded was wild grapes. Now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I had not done? Why, when I looked for the crop of grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? Now, I will let you know what I mean to do with my vineyard. Take away its hedge, give it to grazing, break through its wall, let it be trampled. Yes, I will make it a ruin. It shall not be pruned or hoed, but overgrown with thorns and briars. I will command the clouds not to send rain upon it. The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his cherished plant. He looked for judgment, but see, bloodshed, for justice, but hark the outcry. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his own son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord this has been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If you're wondering why there are a few things different at this Mass this morning, it's because I'm a bit under the weather. And so if I can reduce sitting or walking, I can get through it. I got through 3 Masses, 3 down, 1 more to go. So if I can get through this Mass, I feel like when you hear the saying from people, I live day by day, well, I'm living Mass by Mass. So if I can get through these 4 Masses, and that's what I'm asking God for, is to get me through this Mass and hopefully sleep the rest of the day. I had a good vacation. This is when I came back, I got ill. But there were a lot of good things on vacation. One of them should have been a good one, was that I went to the Brewer game on Saturday night, and they lost. The Cubs won, the Brewers won on Friday and Sunday, but they lost on Saturday. This is taken from the Gospel passage. The owner of the vineyard sent his son to them, thinking, they will respect my son. Squatter's rights. I think you have heard that term when you were going through perhaps grade school or high school, because that's when I learned the term. Used primarily if people were moving west when their country was being founded. People who perhaps owned land or the government owned land, people would move out there. They didn't know if this land was owned or not, if there was ownership or a title. And so if people settled down, it was known as squatter's rights. And they receive rights that if they were in there and no one chases them off the land, it is theirs. I thought that was a term that I would never hear again, but it's now coming back for this reason, and perhaps you've heard the same thing. People who own homes, and if they vacate them for a period of time and somebody moves in, they have the right to stay there until you evict them. And I heard that in the news a couple months ago, where a woman whose parents lived in a suburb of Chicago, the husband had passed away, and a couple years later, the wife had to move from the home because she could not take care of herself. She moved into a nursing home. She had only been there a couple months when she passed. And so some months after the funeral, the daughter decided to settle everything. She couldn't, because people had moved into the house and claimed squatter's rights. And now to get rid of them is very difficult. You have to go through eviction, and perhaps you're familiar how long that takes. Squatter's rights. And I use that term today because of what we found in our gospel passage for today. The tenants thought they had squatter's rights. They thought that perhaps they could inherit the kingdom because the owner did not come back. But they realized what a big mistake it was, because they were not to inherit the vineyard. And that goes beyond just a vineyard or land or property. It also means the kingdom of God. In our first reading for today from the prophet Isaiah, we heard how the people lost the kingdom, the Israelites. The kingdom had been lost because of their infidelity to the covenant. In this passage that Jesus addressed to the chief priests and elders, he addresses this parable to them because they too might lose something that is the right to the kingdom of God. This parable Jesus taught after he was welcomed so triumphantly into the city of Jerusalem after Palm Sunday. He probably knew well what was to await him in the city of Jerusalem. And so he teaches this parable. Keeping the parable, because we just heard it very short, there was this owner who developed a vineyard, wine press and everything. But since he was going away, he hired tenants to produce the wine that would come back to him, his share of it. But the tenants got greedy. They thought they would inherit the vineyard since the owner was not around. And they were not going to give the produce, they would keep it. And then we heard what happened when he sent servants to obtain his share. And lastly, he said, I will send my son. They will respect him. But no, it did not happen. They killed him as well. So Jesus was addressing this to the chief priests and elders, that they who were more familiar with the law of God and imposing it or perhaps in a way saying squatters' rights, we have the kingdom of God, and we determine who will enter God's glorious kingdom. God will not have that way, because God is the owner. God owns the kingdom of God, and neither do we. And that is the point of this parable and the point of our gospel for today. Do we have squatters' rights to the kingdom of God? We don't. And so there's two points, I think, that we can learn from this passage. First of all, the owner is God. God has provided and opened the gates of the heavenly kingdom when he sent his Son to suffer and die. When he died on the cross, the gates of heaven opened. So God is the one that owns the kingdom. We have no right to it. And that comes then to our second point. If we want to inherit the kingdom of God, what is God calling us to? He's calling us to love and serve as the tenants should have done for the owner of the vineyard. We are to love and to serve God each and every day here on earth. That is preparing us for the kingdom of God. So when we think that perhaps we have squatters' rights, we don't. And when we think that we are automatically going to enter into heaven, that is up to God, who is the owner and is the judge. He will judge us if we are worthy enough to be with him and his glory. It's not a squatter's right to the kingdom of God, but to live a holy, faithful life gives us some assurance and a greater assurance that the kingdom of God will be ours on the last day if we have earned our way to heaven.